This is West Kent Radio, the health feature, and I'm Liz Barnes. Hello. Today I'm talking to Sherin George, who is an audiologist with a well-known hearing centre in Tunbridge Wells. We all know a relative or friend who stopped socialising and sits quietly during conversations and activities because they fear that hearing loss will make them seem helpless or less competent. Sherin, I'm sure you'll be able to expand on this and tell our listeners more about the risks of hearing loss long term.
Hi Liz, thank you for having me. And yes, long-term risks of hearing loss, especially left untreated or unmanaged, can lead to difficulties with communications with your family members, which can lead to isolation, which can then lead to cognitive decline, and even possibilities of depression and anxiety.
Is it true that falls can become more frequent if you've hearing loss?
That's correct. So when you've got hearing loss and if it's unmanaged, the brain uses all of its resources to take care of the hearing because that's what people use most of the time, thereby the brain ignoring gait or anything that's balance related. So there is a high frequency of falls, imbalance, dizziness associated with hearing loss.
In your experience, when do people generally come to see you about their hearing loss? Is it usually because a family member has persuaded them?
I absolutely love this question because 7 out of 10 times people come in saying that they're here for a hearing test because a family member has asked them to come in. Science has shown that from the time of realization that someone's got a hearing concern, it takes them up to 5 years for them to just come and get a hearing test done. And then it takes a further 5 years for them to do something about it. I always say the earlier you take care of your hearing loss, the quicker and easier it is for your brain to adapt listening through your hearing aids, making you aware of the benefits of hearing aids at a much earlier stage. Because when you wait for hearing loss to get really bad, what people don't understand is your brain is also involved in it. Your brain is aging just like you. The more you isolate yourself, the more possibility of a cognitive decline, the lesser the benefit you're going to get from all these current advancements in technology of hearing aids.
It's a sad thing that it can contribute to dementia.
Again, in the same way as balance, what happens is when you've got hearing loss and you leave it untreated, the brain has to put all of its resources to try and compensate for the hearing. And especially after the age of 60 and 65, cognition becomes precious. If the brain is going to put all its resources to take care of hearing loss, your cognition is left behind, which is why if you take care of your hearing with hearing aids, now your brain can focus on cognition.
So Sherin, I guess it's probably easier to get by with hearing loss than, say, sight loss. Would you agree with that?
The number of people that have come to me with that exact same statement is astonishing. If you really look at it, one learns through vision and hearing, but one learns a lot more through hearing. Like, for example, language. You learn language through hearing, which means hearing helps with stimulating your brain. The more you hear, the more you stimulate and allow your brain to process. But then the less you hear, that means there's less stimulation of the brain, hence why there is a possibility of a cognitive decline. Science has shown that age-related hearing can happen from the age of 60 onwards. So even if you don't experience any hearing concerns, I would always recommend you to go and get a hearing test done.
Thanks so much for talking to me today. It's been fascinating, and I'm sure most of our listeners will be surprised at the astonishing consequences of poor hearing. So if in doubt, go and get your hearing checked. This is Liz Barnes for West Kent Radio.